Hey there, beautiful souls. This is Laura Bennett, your daily dose of self-love and sanity in this crazy world. Now, who here has ever felt their emotions bubbling over like a pot about to boil over? Yeah, me too. But guess what? Those intense feelings, those emotional fireworks displays, they're actually trying to tell us something. We just need to learn their language. That's why today we're diving into the fascinating world of emotional triggers. Ever notice how certain things, people, or even situations can send your emotions into overdrive? Like a tiny little button gets pushed and bam, you're either feeling super happy, totally stressed, or somewhere in between. It's like our inner compass going haywire. Now, understanding these triggers is crucial because they hold the key to unlocking deeper self-awareness and building healthier relationships with ourselves and others. Think of it like this. These triggers are like little whispers from your subconscious, offering valuable insights into what truly matters to you, what makes you tick, and where you might need some extra TLC. So, let's unpack 5 key takeaways that will help you decode those emotional triggers and become a master of your own inner world. First things first, acknowledge their existence. Don't try to deny or suppress those intense feelings, they're real. Recognizing them is the first step towards understanding why they're happening in the first place. It's like saying, "Hey, I see you there, little emotional hiccup. Let's talk about what's going on." Second, become a detective and start investigating. When you feel those emotions flaring up, ask yourself, what happened right before this? Was it something someone said? A certain situation? Or maybe even just a thought? Keep a journal to track your triggers and the situations surrounding them. You might be surprised at the patterns that emerge. Third, get curious about your past. Sometimes, our emotional triggers are rooted in past experiences, childhood wounds, past relationships, or even traumatic events. It's not about dwelling on the past but understanding how it might be influencing your present reactions. Think of it like this. Those old experiences might still hold some weight, but you don't have to let them control your every move. Fourth, practice self-compassion. When those triggers hit, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. Instead of beating yourself up for feeling a certain way, acknowledge that everyone has triggers and it's okay to feel what you feel. You wouldn't berate a friend for having an emotional reaction, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Finally, remember that you have the power to change your response. Understanding your triggers doesn't mean becoming immune to them. It means becoming more aware and intentional about how you react. Practice techniques like deep breathing, mindfulness, or even simply taking a step back before reacting impulsively. Okay, let me paint you a little picture. Imagine this. You're at work, and your boss gives you a last-minute project with an impossible deadline. You feel that familiar surge of anxiety, your heart starts racing, and you're tempted to lash out or melt down. You know, the classic overreaction. But hold on a second. Before letting those feelings take over, you take a deep breath, remind yourself that you're capable, and calmly ask for clarification about the project's scope. See? Understanding your triggers gives you the power to choose how you respond. It's like having a secret weapon in your emotional arsenal. So, remember, beautiful souls, your emotions are valid. They're a part of you, and understanding them is key to living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Don't let those triggers define you. Use them as opportunities for growth, self-awareness, and ultimately, becoming the best version of yourselves. Join me tomorrow for another dose of self-love and sanity. Don't forget to share your thoughts, stories, or even just a hello in the comments section below. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you are amazing, capable, and worthy of love, always.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.